It's time!
Shot broken up in front, and what a slick backhand try right in front of Chris Mason. And now the quick pass down the middle, breaking in, and the backhand stopped by Chris Mason. And Marlowe with a 2-on-1, a 3-on-1, and what a stop by Mason. Chichu right in front, and what a stop on Ekblom by Mason.
And goal! Number 3, Chris Mason!
D-Maze Fink and Adonic, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, and Adam Vingan here with you, joined by Chris Mason, Predators television analyst on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Chris, the Predators wrapped up practice not too long ago. I see on my social media that Andrew Brunette says he anticipates a couple of lineup changes tomorrow night. If you were in his position and you were looking to shake things up with this lineup, what would you do?
Honestly, I think through the first almost 10 games or whatever, I think he's done a lot of what I would have done. It just seems right now there's so many guys that are just off that it hasn't really sparked anything, you know, changing the lines, putting certain guys in, taking so certain guys out. You know, you're limited with the roster availability that you have. But I think, this is something that regardless of who's in the lineup, I mean, you could shake it up all you want, change the lines, try to, you know, get Stamkos going, get, that second line going. But there's just a lot of issues with the team right now defensively. So this is kind of one of the, you know, it's early in the season. I know the 0-5 start, I wasn't that concerned about it. But after last night, it's just really baffling to me. More so the way the guys are playing defensively. You know, they didn't get a ton of chances. They went from, I'd say, perimeter the first five games, and then they kind of were getting back to, you know, more of the team that, or the identity that, you know, we're used to seeing with this group and the way that they want to play. Saros was awesome. Wedgwood had a good game, but you just can't continue to give up the quality of chance they're giving up. They're getting a lot of shots, but I mean, if I think of every single game the Preds have played this season, I don't really, you know, think there's one game aside from maybe Cam Talbot in Detroit, which I don't think even that game he got a shutout. He played well, but I don't think they've had to, you know, have another goalie stand on their head to really defend them. I know they've hit a lot of posts and they've got a lot of chances and things haven't gone their way. But the concerning thing for me is what they're giving up on the defensive side of things. So to me, it really, you know, I guess change however you want. The fourth line struggling a bit, that's probably one area you can really change, with the personnel that you have to maybe, you know, send a message here or there. There's a lot of guys. I mean, you go up and down the lineup, there's a lot of guys not getting it done right now.
Chris, one player who is certainly not getting it done right now is Michael McCarron. And Michael McCarron had a bad turnover at the Predators' blue line last night that led to a Leon Draisaitl breakaway goal. He played 6 minutes, 23 seconds. He did not see the ice after that play. I know that Michael McCarron and that fourth line, they're not, you know, the high-profile players that fans come to see, but they are and have been a very important part of this team for the past several years. When you look at that fourth line, and specifically Michael McCarron, what's been going wrong there in your mind?
Well, I think when you're the fourth line, as you mentioned, obviously, they're not there to score goals. Any offense that they can get and they can chip in, great. Obviously, both of those guys have been really strong on the penalty kill. That's one of the units that's been very effective for the Predators. I would say their most consistent, unit all season long. It's been very good. And both, you know, McCarron and Smith play, they're, you know, valuable penalty killers. But when you're in the fourth line, you want to go out and you want to positively impact the games. And Andrew Burnett has started that line, no matter who's with them, whether it's Tomasino, whether, you know, whoever the third player on that line is. Colton Sissons was down there for a little bit, you know, to really get something going, set the tone. You want to play in the offensive zone, and you don't want to give up. You don't want to have a negative impact on the game. And I think we're seeing, you know, in these hockey games, you know, more, you know, often than not early in the season, they're struggling defensively. You know, they're giving up that big error. They're having that turnover. They're giving up those goals that, you know, when they're at a premium and you're having a tough time scoring as a team, as the Predators are right now, you know, those are costly plays. So, you know, he's a good player, obviously, and valuable in his role. He's just really struggling right now. And I think, you know, it's something that, you know, as a coach, when you have a line that you feel if you're in striking distance and you don't trust them right now, you know, obviously, like a lot of players, I assume they're going to get their games going at some point. It just seems right now that every mistake is even more magnified because they can't score and because there's a lot of guys, you know, up and down the lineup that aren't getting the job done. And, you know, for that line in particular, defensively, they've really struggled here early in the season.
We'll talk with Chris Mason. Now, Chris, we had an interesting call right before you got on. That and the caller suggested that because of the way Coach Bruno's system is, and he talked about the speed of the system, that maybe, you know, you should try to tweak the system just a tad bit because from his standpoint, the caller's standpoint, you don't have the fast guys to run the system that he possibly wants to run. And we know that Bruno wants to get the puck up the ice quickly. And the listener sort of, you know, alluded that, hey, listen, they're just not a fast hockey team. So maybe, just maybe, he needs to not change it overall, but tweak it just a little bit more so for the guys that he has on his team. And my question to you is, how feasible is that for a player once you get into season to try to tweak, you know, what you're doing in regards to the offense?
Yeah, I mean, you could do that, but Bruno's system isn't necessarily dependent on, you know, the speed of your skating. Mm-hmm. It's the ability to process plays at a high speed and make those decisions and make them collectively. I think in Bruno's system where you're moving the puck really fast, the anticipation has to be there. So let's say the defenseman in the defensive zone is able to have an outlet that's in the neutral zone that's pushing back, you know, their aggressive forecheck or their, you know, defensemen that are trying to keep pucks in, and be able to do it in sync so you can move the puck efficiently and then essentially have your defenseman, you know, join in the rush. And the problem right now is that they're not processing it, and not just the new guys. That's the key to this whole thing. It's obviously, it's going to take a while for new guys to get in any system and really feel comfortable and to develop the muscle memory where you stop having to, you know, think about how you used to do it and just it becomes automatic. But it's a lot of the players that were here last year are not processing the game at that speed. We saw the same guys do it last year, and it's not like they're, you know, any slower than they were last season. It's the way that they're processing the game right now. It's the indecision. It's maybe a little bit of the self-doubt. It's not necessarily, you know, trusting in everybody to execute the system in the same way. And then when you do that, ultimately you play slower and you start chasing the game because one piece or one cog is not where they're supposed to be, or they're, you know, you just see a lot of things to me when I'm watching. Like last night, for an example, is, you know, I think it was Hyman's goal. You know, you almost executed it right. You have Delgado pinches down the wall. Novak is back in support, but you see Hyman cutting through, and he just skated right through Carrier and Novak. And to me, that's one. You got to pull all the way out and just not let that. Delgado didn't get the puck. He didn't win that battle. So automatically, you just retreat. That's, everybody knows that's what you're supposed to do. But it was almost like they're just sitting there flat-footed, hoping that somehow they get that puck back. And that's just not how you play the game. And right now I'm seeing a lot of those types of plays. So I guess you could tweak it and simplify things. That's always an option. And maybe, you know, Bruno's looking at some of that. But to me, that's not the issue with the team. It's the processing and the decision making right now. One bad decision turns into those types of plays, and it's just happening too frequently. And they're not getting the other way. If they're getting the other way, then you're like, okay, well, you know, we can live with that a little bit, and that's something that you can improve. That's where I feel better about it. I think you can improve in those things, and but it's just taken longer. That's the thing that's really surprised me, is it's taken a little bit longer in regard to the, you know, the odd man rushes and the chances that they're giving up through those decisions or you know, lack of a better decision.
Chris Mason is with us. We're talking Predators after last night's loss to the Oilers. So, Mace, the Predators in the last five are 3-1-1, but it's just, I think it says something how the feeling is after just one game where you lost. You feel like you're moving in the right direction, but it sort of brings out some of the things they've been struggling with even when they won. So I think you mentioned the word confidence is a big one right now. I think if you brought every player to your house and had a little chat with C-Mace, and C-Mace said, hey, how do you think you're playing? I think almost to a man, they would say, I'm not playing that well. So it's got to affect your confidence a little bit. But these are guys that have had success. So how do you, as a team, when you're together, try to address that, pick each other up, and try to change that feeling?
Yeah, it's hard. It's tough because, you know, I'm speaking negatively, obviously, about the team right now. There's not, you know, a lot to really – I think that you almost have to fake it till you make it type of thing and keep reinforcing – you know, the principles and the right things. And, you know, that's a tough part of being a coach, is Bruno has to kind of weigh, okay, can I just still be, you know, understanding and, you know the situation that it's going to take time for these guys to figure it out? Or do I start hammering down right now and say, guys, this is, you know, enough is enough. Yeah, we played a couple good games, but we should be able to play, you know, not a great game and still win and still score goals and not give up 5 2-on-1s on, you know, careless plays. Those types of things. But when you're in the locker room, there has to be a level of accountability. I know they have guys in there that will do that, and that's been a concern of mine on past teams, that maybe they didn't have those types of players that would really be tough on your teammates and internally and yourself and have that level of accountability. I think that they do have that now. I know that they do. But it's, you know, at a point right now where it's kind of gone on a lot, and I know it's emphasized more at the beginning of the season, but the types of mistakes are correctable. And once you correct that internally and once you come down on that, you have to be able to, you know, say, guys, this is just ridiculous. This is unacceptable with the way they play. And almost dumb it down to the point of saying, you know what, I don't care what the score is. I don't care what happens or how many goals we score. We're giving up nothing. Don't give up anything. Defensively, it's been costing us. And you see when you're vulnerable and you have a lack of confidence, you give up a goal like that, it deflates the team that has low self-confidence. When you are confident, you give up one of those goals, you're like, no problem, boys, we'll go get it back. You go get it back. You're able to get your game back in a hurry. It doesn't faze you. But they're in a situation right now where, yeah, they won a couple games. Yeah, they started to play better. Yeah, they got a point in Tampa. They played better in the second half of that game. But they're still not there where you have the full belief and everybody's comfortable. So you have a game against Edmonton. It's, oh, here we go again. You know, they're in a tough situation right now, but you know, Bruno's gonna start. You can just tell by his post game last night, he's gonna start making some changes. You start rocking the boat a little bit to get everybody going.
I think that's one that I thought of too, is like, I think the last thing that Andrew Brunette wants to do is bench somebody like Michael McCarron, who he's not benching him for lack of effort or lack of, you know, trying to do what the coach is telling him to do. Michael McCarron is in the league because he's given everything he's got every night, and he's doing exactly what the coaches are telling him to do. But the results just aren't there. So I think he felt like he had to do something. But I feel like maybe that is those are the buttons he's trying to push right now, is just, look, I have to do something. I can't just let everything continue to play. I've got to try to shake people up, and to do that, I've got to make some moves that send a message.
Yeah, you have to do that. And sometimes it's for the player's benefit. When you're having to prepare for a game every second day, you're not playing well, you carry that weight. You carry it around. It doesn't go away just because you have a day off in between. And, you know, it consumes you. And I think when there's a situation where, like, hey, like, all right, Big Mac, if this is what he does, you're not going tomorrow. You know, just go clear your mind and just don't worry about it. You can kind of almost exhale it takes a big, you want to play every game, but of course every single player does. And I thought Andrew Burnett was really effective with that last year with a lot of the younger players, with Evangelista, with Tomasino. He's able to sit, you know, sit a couple games, and also, you know, it makes you think that your lineup spot isn't a given. That changes the mentality of a player too, because you almost double down on, okay, I have to be a lot better, you know. And like you said, Willie, it's not from a lack of effort with this team or with anybody on this team for that matter. And that, I think, was a, you know, question mark, you know, a few years ago, that maybe that was part of the equation. It's not that. It's probably, you know, for a guy like McCarron, he's got to reset his mindset right now. He's probably really, you know, struggling in the confidence department, as I think he's not the only one. There's a lot of guys, I think, that have a lot of, you know, self-doubt right now in their game. But sometimes that's a benefit to the players. So the next time they come back, they're ready to go, and you're going to get their best, and not just physically, but mentally. I think it's a good way to, you know, clear the mechanism, so to speak. But I think it's important. And you know, there's 82 games. I mean, you're going to get back in there at some point. We saw it last season. He didn't play the first however many games of the season. He came in and he was able to be effective and really, you know, have a positive impact on each hockey game. And right now it's just not there. That's just the way it goes. There's ebbs and flows. You're not always going to be at your best. And right now it happens to be, you know, McCarron, along with many, many others that are not at their best. And you're seeing the inconsistent play because of it.
Chris Mason, Predators television analyst. You can catch him and Willie Donig tomorrow night when the Predators host the Colorado Avalanche at Bridgestone Arena. Chris, great stuff. We'll talk next week.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You as well. Chris Mason joining us. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we've been talking a lot about the messaging that we've heard from the Titans over the past year or so about the direction of the franchise. We're going to pull up something from the recent past and take a look at how the Titans presented their vision and whether we would have done something differently. We'll do that next. Willie Donig, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.